With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
In a world of change, where do you belong? The answer's clear, it's time to be strong. Mindful growth, that's where we thrive. With Angela's guidance, watch your best self arrive. Transform with strong, reach for the stars. Resilient minds, that's who we are. Awakening potential, near and far. Angela Armstrong, raising the bar.
Welcome to episode 10 of Transformation Talk, Empowered Edge Season with Angela Armstrong. And I'm Angela Armstrong. And today, we're exploring something that can make or break your transformation journey. Creating a strong support network. We all need it. Here's the truth that took me years to learn. Resilience isn't a solo sport. The strongest people aren't those who never need help. They're the ones who know how to build and maintain relationships that sustain them through life's challenges. We can't do it alone. You can't do it alone. I can't do it alone. So today, we're going to design your own personal support ecosystem. For most of my military career, for most of my life, I provided myself on being self-sufficient. I was the person others came to for help, not the person who asked for help. I thought that needing support was a sign of weakness. And in the high stakes world I operated in the military, weakness could be dangerous. This mindset served me well in some ways, but it made me resourceful, resilient, and reliable. But it also left me isolated, especially when I was having crises. Suddenly, I was facing challenges that I couldn't handle alone. But I had no idea how to ask for help or who even to ask for help from. I remember sitting in my car after another difficult day, as I always did. And I felt completely alone despite me being surrounded by colleagues and family. That's when I realized that I had spent so much time being strong for others that I had never learned to let others be strong for me. And when you do that, people think you're always strong and that you don't need any help, so they don't offer any. The turning point came when my daughter came to me one evening. She called me on the phone, and she can hear the exhaustion in my voice. And she said, "You taught me that we're stronger together. Why aren't you letting us be strong with you?" That conversation changed everything. I began to understand that building a support network isn't about being weak. It's about being wise enough to recognize that we all need different types of support and at different times. Your support network isn't just about having people to call when you're in a crisis. It's about creating a comprehensive ecosystem that supports different aspects of your life and your growth in your life. Think of it like a well-designed garden. You need different types of plants that serve different functions and thrive in different conditions, right? Here are the central roles in your support ecosystem. You have the cheerleaders. These are the people that believe in you unconditionally, all the time. They celebrate your wins. They encourage you during your setbacks. And they remind you of the strengths that you have when you forget them. You got the truth tellers. These trusted individuals will give you honest feedback, even when it's hard to hear. They love you enough to tell you when you're making mistakes or when you're not living up to your potential. The mentors, people who have walked similar paths and can offer you wisdom, guidance, and perspective that's based on their experiences. You have your peers, who are others who are on similar journeys right now, the same as you. And they understand your current challenges because they're facing them too. The specialists, those are professionals like therapists, coaches like myself, financial advisors, medical professionals who provide you with expert support in specific areas. You also got the fun brigade. You got to love the fun brigade. Those are people who help you to laugh and play and remember that life isn't all about work and growth. They're essential for preventing burnout. You also have the spiritual supporters. Whether it's religious or not, these are people who can connect with you on a deeper level about meaning, about purpose, and your values. And most people have some of these roles filled, but many have some significant gaps. And the key to this is to consciously assess your network and intentionally fill the missing pieces. Creating a strong support network isn't about collecting as many contacts as possible. It's about cultivating meaningful relationships that are mutually beneficial. Don't have people around you that are just taking from your cup and not refilling your cup. Here's my strategic approach. Step one, I want you to assess your current network map. I want you to map out who currently fills each role in your support ecosystem. Notice where the gaps are, which relationships are one-sided, which connections have you neglected. Step two, identify your needs. Be very specific about what kind of support you need most right now. Are you lacking encouragement, honest feedback, professional guidance, or social connection? Step three, be intentional about building that support. Support networks don't just happen. They require intentional cultivation. This might mean joining groups or communities aligned with your interests or your goals, or reaching out to connect or reconnect with some old friends or colleagues that you had, seeking out mentors in areas where you want to grow. Offering support to others, which often does lead to others reciprocating those relationships back to you. Step four, invest in existing relationships. Don't just focus on building new connections. Strengthen the relationships you already have by being more vulnerable, more present, and more generous with your support. Step five, practice receiving. This is often the hardest part for high achievers. I want you to learn to gracefully accept help, advice, and support. Practice saying thank you instead of I'm sorry when someone's helping you. Let me share with you how this worked for me. After my daughter's wake-up call, I started mapping my support network. And I realized I had plenty of people that I helped, but I had very few that I turned to for help. So what did I do? I began joining groups and support groups with people in career transition. I reconnected with old friends that I had lost touch with. I got a therapist to help me process my experiences and building relationships with other entrepreneurs and other coaches. More importantly, learning to let my family support me instead of always being the strong one. The result wasn't just that I felt less alone. It was that my relationships with these people became so much more deeper, more authentic, and more satisfying for everyone involved. Let's practice the support network power calls. I want you to think about a challenge that you're currently facing. And I want you to take 3 deep breaths. And I want you to create space for this honest reflection right now. Now ask yourself, who in my current network could offer support with this challenge? What type of support do I need most? Encouragement, advice, practical help, or just someone to listen to me? What's preventing me from reaching out to these people? How could I offer support to others in my network? What new connections might I need to cultivate? Notice any resistance you feel to asking for help. That resistance is information about beliefs that you might need to examine. Building a support network is just the beginning, though. So maintaining it requires ongoing attention and care. Here are some key principles to help you do that. Be proactive, not reactive. Don't wait until you're in a crisis to reach out to people. Have regular check-ins and celebrations of other successes and offer them support during their good times. Building the foundation for support during those difficult times for you and for them. And make it mutual, because the strongest networks are built on reciprocity. Look for ways to support others, not just receive support for yourself. You can offer them skills, make some introductions to other people, or simply just be a good listener. Respect their boundaries. Not everyone can provide support all the time. Learn to read cues about when people are available and when they're not. And when they're not, it's okay. Have multiple people in each support role so you're not overwhelming any one person. Express gratitude regularly. Regularly acknowledge the support that you receive from those people. People are more likely to continue supporting you when they feel appreciated and valued. Everyone loves that. Stay connected during the good times. Don't just reach out when you need something. Reach out in good times too, and maintain those connections during stable periods so that your relationships are strong when you do need that support. They don't feel like you're only calling them when you need something or when you're down. This week, I want you to complete a support network audit. I want you to draw a map of your current network, and I want you to identify who fills each role and where you have those gaps at. This is your homework for this week. Choose one relationship to strengthen and reach out to one that you haven't connected with in a while. Or deepen a current relationship by being more vulnerable or more supportive to that person. Identify one new connection you'd like to make, and then I want you to take a concrete step towards building that relationship. Remember that asking for support isn't a sign that you're not strong enough. It's a sign that you're wise enough to know that we're all stronger together. Your support network isn't about what you can get. It's about the community that you can create and contribute to. The community that you can build. Next week, we're exploring sustainable transformation, making change stick. Until then, remember, you don't have to carry your burdens alone. And you don't have to celebrate your victories alone either. I'm Angela R. Strong, and this has been Transformation Talk with Angela R. Strong, the Empowered Age series. If this video resonates with you, if you like it, like, share, subscribe, and I will see you next week.
To let it see, we got the key. Unlocking the leader you're meant to be. Mindful, bold, and totally free.